When you're evaluating art for a show like this, where there's so much variety in media and topic, what are you looking for?
Well, to begin with, I just look. It's the pleasure of looking. And this kind of assignment is really fun and challenging. It's incredibly rewarding to be able to come into a space and see almost 100 works of art and to look at them and approach each one with, you know, fresh eyes and without in the beginning any sense of necessarily where I will go or where I will arrive, but really trying to drink in each one on its own merits. In the beginning, there were 509 things to consider, and that had to be reduced to fewer than 100. So that was the first part, and all of that was done by looking at a computer screen. All of these were judged initially from a computer screen. One thing that is instantly clear when you walk into a gallery is that this is not the computer screen. These are not the same size, because on a computer screen, they're all the same size. So they're all different sizes, they're different shapes, they're different colors than you imagined. And some of them are more convincing than you thought they would be, and some of them are less convincing than you thought they would be.
And I know your background is in photography. I have to say I expected to see more photographs, but I actually see very few.
Well, it's interesting because I'm a curator in the field of photography. I think that that may have encouraged a lot of photographers to submit work. But also, I guess because that's my field, I'm probably more strict in that regard. And for example, I'm a sucker when it comes to fabric arts. I'm not a specialist at all, but I love it. And so the quilts and things that work with, you know, artworks that depend on textiles and fabrics and so forth, I just find that to be so amazing. So whenever I'm a juror, and this has been true for 20 or 30 years, I'm often attracted to quilts. But that's not my field. It's not my field. On the other hand, with photographs, I know so much about it. I know the history. I know the practice. I know the technology. And so to impress me in the field of photography is not that easy.
You are coming from the big city of Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. here to the North Woods. Did mm-hmm. that affect your experience of jurying the show?
Well, I accepted partly because I was born and raised in Wisconsin. I was born and raised in Beloit, Wisconsin, which is at the other end of the state. Here we are in the North Woods, but there's nothing North Woods about this exhibition. And there was really nothing North Woods about the submission. You know, there's a tremendous diversity here. And I think that that's terrific. And it's probably really helpful for the artists in this part of the state to be able to see this great diversity and feel stimulated by it.
Thank you, Linda Benedict-Jones, for your insights into the selection process.
My pleasure.